the themes Awakening Joy, but really it is getting just as much. It could be called Awakening Love, Awakening Consciousness, Awakening Goodness, Awakening all the well-being that we've come into this world with. And we can actually, what I've seen, choose, if we have enough awareness, we can choose what channel we tune into. There are so many different messages that say, tune into the channel of fear, or othering, or want and greed, or suspicion and mistrust. We get lots of messages that say, this is where you need to land in your heart and remember if you want to be safe. But that channel leads to contraction and disconnection. And so there's another channel that we all came into this world with, and I want to share with you a reminder of who you are. I'd like you to meet Chloe Thomas, who's from Melbourne, Australia. This was taken. She hadn't quite come to 9 months after conception because she was born 8 weeks premature. But she shows us, remind us who we are. So here's Chloe, okay? This is your true nature. Do you remember? It was you. I'll let you see it again. Yeah, okay. If you are fed and diapered and receive a little bit of love, it awakens. It's already there in you, and just there you are squealing with delight about being alive. It's why we love being around babies. Wow, isn't the world wonderful? And it kind of reminds you, oh yeah, I have that in me too. So this is not something that you have to look for far away. It's what you just need to remember and connect with when you get quiet enough or feel connection with others enough. That's why the meditation is so profound, that in that quiet, if you can get through the static in your mind, there's that place of connection and purity and goodness and love. And the more we can access that and remind ourselves of all the goodness inside, the more it shines through and helps remind everybody around. Sometimes people do the course, the Awakening Joy course that I lead and write about, and they think, oh, this is kind of selfish, isn't it, to just be concerned with my own happiness? Your own happiness and your own true well-being is the greatest gift you can give to everyone. The Dalai Lama has a beautiful book called The Art of Happiness. The first line in that book is, the purpose of life is to be happy. Amen. Just let that land. The purpose of life is to be happy, not to get everything that I want and to have every pleasure satisfied, but to know what real happiness is, which is really just connecting with the amazing grace of being alive. And there you are. As you connect with it, it shines through and reminds everybody else. Sometimes people also say Awakening Joy. Joy might be a little bit of a stretch, especially in these times, you know. This is not about skipping through Field of Daisies and thinking everything is just fine. This is about getting in touch with what really matters and letting your love come out and being able to hold all the difficulties and all the challenges in life with a heart as wide as the world is sometimes the expression. And in that connection with yourself and your own goodness, and reminding others and being with others, holding hands together, you can find the courage and the commitment and the fierce compassion sometimes that is needed to make a difference in the world, especially with all of those other messages coming. We have a tendency to look for what can be wrong. We're wired up that way. There's this little almond-shaped cluster of neurons in our brain called the amygdala that scans the horizon for what can go wrong. And it's a good thing because it keeps us alive, but it's often overactive, especially when you hear messages of fear. And it takes some practice to notice the good around us. Maybe not when we're with our loved ones or our kids or watching a comedy or whatever, but to see and not miss all the goodness that's around us if we only open our eyes and let ourselves be touched. We want to have happiness. Anybody here that doesn't want to be happy? You know? And if you're one of those people that says, well, I'll hold my hand back, but I like being grumpy. That's just your way of being happy. So you can choose however you want. I say go for well-being and delight. It just feels better. But a lot of people get stuck on another channel. And so it takes some practice to just see all the goodness inside and around you. Everything you do, if you take, don't take my word for it, everything you do, if you look, is probably based on the idea that this will make me feel a little bit better or make me feel a little less bad. Check it out. So there is a part of you, a deep part inside of you that is motivating everything you do because you want to be happy. So the trick is to find out where real happiness lies, not the quick happiness of the next object or experience, but a deeper kind of happiness that's right inside of you. And along with that, it's not missing all the goodness in your life as you're experiencing it. It's one thing to know, I'm feeling pretty good now. Okay, and what's my next appointment? You know, and a very different one to know, oh, this is what it feels like to feel good. Because all it takes is a few moments of awareness to turn your attention to notice, oh, this is calm. Oh, this is love. This is contentment. This is caring. And just a few moments, really, of tuning into that brings it much more to life. As one of my friends, a well-known neuroscience expert named Rick Hansen, he wrote a book called Buddha's Brain and Hardwiring Happiness. He says, our brains are Teflon for positive experiences and Velcro for negative experiences. And so it takes some practice to not miss all the good in life, inside as well as outside. And one of the beautiful things is when you start to see who you are really inside, who your friends see that you might be the last one to see, when you really get who you are, as was saying, the divine, the kingdom of heaven right within you, when you can see that and you're not dwelling on, am I good enough and what do others think of me, then you have enough energy to see, oh, and who is this person out there? Oh, and they're beautiful too. There's the kingdom of heaven right there. So what you look for, you actually can bring out. We are subject to what's called in neuroscience a confirmation bias, where your brain selectively notices your beliefs, how you think things are. It catches that. Yep, there it is. And if you're looking through the lens of everybody around is going to disappoint you, or humanity is going down the tubes, or this world is just I'm born, you go through a hard time and then you die, if that's what your vision of life is, you'll notice that, and that's the lens you'll see. But if you notice how amazing it is to be alive, how people really want to feel safe and be loved and express their love and the goodness around you, you will notice that, and you will also actually draw it out from those around you. You ever feel somebody coming into a room and you sense that they're looking at all your flaws? How do you feel? Flawed, right? Or small, or contracted. Somebody else can come into a room and know all your flaws, but you sense that they're just seeing how beautiful you are. How do you feel? Beautiful. Or as sometimes we say, bootiful, So you have an actual power to just let others feel that frequency of your own goodness and remind them of theirs. We have a tremendous power to bring about goodness around us, and we need these days all the goodness we can get and all the goodness we can create and bring into this world. As one of my friends, a very wise man, says, we are in a race between fear and consciousness. And so it is up to us. We all need to bring as much consciousness and caring and love that's right inside into this world. And that is how we make real change. It doesn't mean everything is okay. It means being sacred warriors that have courage and have commitment, but come from what one of my teachers, Julia Butterfly Hills, calls a joyful responsibility. And that when we put ourselves in motion, action absorbs anxiety. That's a line from another teacher, Angelus Arian. And when we hold hands together, we don't feel disconnected, and we actually turn our disconnection into inspiration. I was in Oakland yesterday along with 60,000 other people, and I hear there were a few thousand here. A few thousand here in Walnut Creek, and it was so amazing how whatever your feelings are about where we're headed, there's a number of people who are afraid and uncertain and need as much support as they can. And all of us, we're headed into uncharted territory. But when we hold hands together, it's been shown that when you hold somebody's hand, your capacity for physical and emotional challenge is much greater. And not only can you have a higher threshold of opening to the difficult, but actually it turns it into joy and connection. There we were yesterday in Oakland singing and marching and saying, yes, if I can use those words, yes, we can. And so what we focus on will make a huge difference in this next period. And I want to just end with a passage that I love to share in in the book Awakening Joy, where I quote Howard Zinn, who wrote The People's History of the United States, the unwhitewashed history, where he says the whole picture, very realistic. He also happened to be Jon Kabat-Zinn's father-in-law, passed away. Jon Kabat-Zinn was the great mindfulness teacher. But this is from Howard Zinn's essay, The Optimism of Uncertainty. He says, an optimist isn't necessarily a blithe, slightly sappy whistler in the dark of our time. To be hopeful in bad times is not just foolishly romantic. It is based on the fact that human history is a history not only of cruelty, but also of compassion, sacrifice, courage, kindness. What we choose to emphasize in this complex history will determine our lives. If we see only the worst, it destroys our capacity to do something. But if we remember those times and places, and there are so many, where people have behaved magnificently, this gives us energy to act, and at least the possibility of sending this spinning top of a world in a different direction. So the choice is ours. What channel are you tuned to? And I really want to encourage all of us to stay connected to that channel that is our true nature, and to let it shine through and help awaken others around, because we need all the consciousness and love that we can get. I, for one, actually, after going through my own disappointment and shock and grief and confusion about where we lie ahead, I'm actually more energized than I've been in decades. There is tremendous opportunity here, because the shadow and the confusion and the fear and the forces of negativity and ill will actually bring out the light in a way that wouldn't be if things were just complacent and just say, oh, it'll all be taken care of. We have tremendous possibility here. So I invite us all to keep that vision and do what we can to help make this a better planet. Because not only is humanity going to be needing our love, but this planet really needs our love and our caring. And it's been so generous and magnanimous to all of us. We can show it our appreciation and our love by just awakening all the joy within and sharing it with everyone. So, thank you.